All right, we've got Brad Norman on the line, the now former Chester Yellow Jackets basketball coach and new Murfreesboro golf coach. He'll also be filling a role on Daryl Murphy's staff on the basketball court. Coach, I'm sure it was a tough decision to make, but from what it looks like, it was a decision made with your family in mind, since not just you, but also your wife can be making the jump to Murfreesboro. But after 10 years being in one place and leading a program to the heights that it wasn't accustomed to, I'm sure this is a decision that was something that you took your time with to make sure that this was exactly what you wanted to do.
Yeah, it took a lot of time. It was a lot of thinking, and it was, you know, your list that you decide to make out on the decision, and sitting down with my family was huge. And, you know, just as we started adding everything up, it just seemed like this was the right time, as hard as that is to say. We've done so much here as a program, and it's been a joy living here and getting to know so many great people in the community. Just right now, I think, is probably the best time. And I got a chance to talk to Coach Murphy a little bit about what's going on over there. And then I got a chance to talk to Lynn a little bit about the golf position. So my wife's from Murfreesboro, and they love her over there as well. And we'll be a little bit closer to her mom and her family, and a little bit closer to mine, since I'm originally from Dongola. So it's the right time, but it's hard. You know, I don't think a decision like this is ever easy, and I'm the type of coach that has a great connection with my kids, and I always have, and they understood it too, but it definitely was not an easy decision and a tough one to tell my players. But I can't thank Chester enough and everybody who's helped out. It's been wonderful.
Yeah, and you posted a letter to social media about just the Chester community and your team and everyone that kind of worked with you while you've been there this past decade, a very emotional letter. No real question here, but it's clear to me just how much the community means to you and how much the Chester community has done for you and your family, even if they themselves aren't really aware of it.
Yeah, they have. You know, I think I was raised to appreciate and show people gratitude. So I think it was a great connection that we had. I think they learned to love us, and they love supporting us. You know, it was interesting at first to see how beautiful our gym was and how we were seeing way too many seats empty. It was just kind of amazing to me coming in and seeing how wonderful the atmosphere is here, that there shouldn't be reason people come and watch. But, you know, when you start winning and you start putting good products out on the floor and good kids out there who work extremely hard, and you show your emotion and, you know, you do it the way you think's the right way, people see that and they start showing up, and that's what happened. And, you know, we had so many nights with standing room only, and so many fundraisers and community celebrations we had on our game nights, and we had over 100 little cheerleaders in here and packed from wall to wall to see performances like that. So it's been great. You know, we built something that I think will continue to go on. You know, it'll last as long as the right guy can step in it and, you know, do what's here. I think it'll be something that continues, and that's what you hope for as a coach. And I hope they know I appreciate them, because I definitely have been overwhelmed by the appreciation the last few days.
There's plenty of memories to consider during a 10-year stay anywhere, but if you have to, is there a memory that sticks out to you as your favorite, or maybe the defining moment as the coach of the Yellow Jackets?
No, I don't think there's one in particular, because we had so many great teams. We had so many great kids. It's funny to reflect, or it's awesome to reflect, in that one of the greatest memories we have was winning a regional, and it was on Murfreesboro's floor. And to see that hall kind of come full circle is just, you know, that is what it is. But that's one of the great memories. We won We won our CIT. As crazy as that sounds, we had only won our own tournament twice in 54 years of having it. So we ended up winning back-to-back championships in the last couple of years, which was pretty awesome. That was a great feeling and much appreciated. You know, but some of the losses, too, I remember, you know. And mostly it's just when I reminisce with my coaches, we don't talk a lot about how many wins or losses we've collected, and our egos are very much in check. It's more about the hugs at the end of the season, you know, and the stories that we had to tell about funny things in practice and stuff like that. So I always catch a little grief because I'm the type of coach who will stomp his foot and stick up for my guys. But, you know, I think, too, that is also part of how people are here in the community. They'll fight for what's right, and it's been a great connection.
We're talking with former Chester basketball coach Brad Norman. You're coming to Murfreesboro, and the big headline is that the basketball coach in the West is coming to head up the golf team. You don't see that sort of jump often. What experiences do you have to take the Red Devil golf squad over?
Yeah, I've coached a few years here at Chester. When I first got here, I coached under Paul Zimlin, and he helped me out quite a bit. And we ended up having a couple pretty successful teams. We had a couple go to sectionals here, and we had a couple individuals qualify for state. So, you know, I think with any program, it's just you've got to show dedication, and you've got to show up every day and hold kids accountable, and, you know, just enjoy. Try to enjoy it while you're doing it, and that's what we'll do. We're going to keep. I think Coach Barge is going to stay around and be a mentor and continue to help the program go in the right direction. And, you know, I think it's just having somebody committed to it. You know, when you show your players and your students that you're committed to something, usually they'll buy into it. Usually you build great relationships that way, and that's what we'll hopefully try to do. And, you know, maybe we end up being pretty good. We'll see.
Yeah, you mentioned Coach Jesse Barge there. He's a pretty well-known golf expert in Southern Illinois, Jackson County, of course. He's been the PGA head rules official at the PGA Championship, I believe, it's the past 20 years. What mm-hmm. sort of advice are you going to be leaning on from him the most?
Well, I think in that case it would be everything. You know, with a man with that much wisdom, you do what God intended you to do, and you use two ears to listen twice as much as you use the one mouth to talk. So I think I'll be listening a lot, you know, and just trying to pull from him what I can. You know, I think he'll be open to it. I haven't had a chance to touch base with him yet, but Coach Navarra sent me the information yesterday, so hopefully I'll get a chance to touch base with Coach this week, and we can get some things rolling.
We're speaking with new Red Devils golf coach Brad Norman. You'll also be offering advice to Daryl Murphy and the winners on the hardwood. What excites you about being able to help a team like the Red Devils after being in the Black Diamond the past decade? It's a little bit different style of basketball comparing the Black Diamond to the River to River.
Yeah, you know, I think it's exciting because I'm going to get to learn a lot from a man who's experienced and who understands how it works. You know, I think at Chester, you know, I was, you know, we did a pretty decent job here doing what we needed to. And I think being under Coach Murphy, I'll be able to bring some stuff to him too. And we've talked about that quite a bit, how we'll be able to just bounce stuff off each other and ultimately keep learning how to continue to connect with our players. As you get older and older, it becomes harder and harder. And I think that's the biggest thing is just continuing that connection and using each other as much as possible. But I'm gonna hopefully learn a lot from Coach Murphy, and I'm looking forward to that. And even his assistants have been with him for a long time, and they're dedicated to the program, and it's awesome to see how well it's been built there. You know, yeah. So I'm hoping that I can help out a little bit in some way, and and anyway, and I think we'll start with hopefully getting in the gym this summer and seeing what we can do and building from there. But yeah, I'm extremely excited and looking forward to being on in a program that has had continued success for 20 years and more, and who has a great AD who runs a program that's top notch. It's going to be great to experience it, and I'm looking forward to it. Two sectionals in the last 3 years appearances. This is pretty impressive. The Murphy runs the table, and I like having a conversation with Coach Murphy because he's like, the only time I never made a regional championship, or one of the only few times I never made a regional championship, was the year that Chester won the regionals at Murfreesboro. So
right.
It's cool to just reminisce a little bit like that with Coach Murphy too, and I know I'm going to learn a lot from him.
Yeah, you keep referencing, you know, your relationship with Coach Murphy. You've solidified that with bringing the Chester Yellow Jackets into the Ernie Bozarth tip-off classic for Murfreesboro. I'm sure it's going to be a lot nicer getting to plan with him rather than having to plan against him now as you start to think about basketball season. But, of course, golf is on your first priority.
For sure.
But when it gets into basketball season, I'm sure it'll be a lot nicer planning with him rather than planning against him.
Yeah, I think I've always tried to counter Coach Murphy the best I can because he's so smart against the man-to-man. The guy's a dang genius. He's got triple screens coming off flex screens and slits, and I'm just like, what are you doing? It's like magic when he sees his players in motion running through man-to-man. So we always tried to counter some way with some kind of zone usually, and then if all else failed, go back to our man. But, yeah, definitely, it's going to be fun to just experience that black book of plays he has and the way he just gets his players to buy into, trusting each other and trusting your role. And you see that a lot with his players. You know, you got guys that know their role and they usually know it early. So I liked playing him early because I thought we had a better chance to beat him, but I knew as the seasons went on, his players seasoned themselves and matured throughout the years. They were extremely hard by the midway point and to finish most seasons. So, yeah, it's going to be an enjoyable ride. Looking forward to it.
Hey, Coach, I appreciate you taking the time today to speak with us. As the voice of the Red Devils, I'm excited to have you aboard. I'm sure the rest of the Red Devil community is too. Congratulations on the job you did at Chester, and we'll be following the next phase in your career. Coach Brad Norman, the new head golf coach at Murfreesboro.
Thank you.